Absolutely fantastic. Prunchius, I'm going to point out one guy, the young man standing in front of you there, the star of the show. What's your name? Do you mind me asking?
I'm Nicholas O'Neill.
Nicholas, what age are you, Nicholas?
I'm 12, I'm 13 in a month.
Okay, and how long have you been with the Choral Society?
This is my first gig with them.
Really?
But I have been in Piccolo Lasso Choir for 7 years now. I'll be doing the Snowman in a week in the concert hall.
Well, listen, you were fantastic and the star of the show there, and I think you deserve a big round of applause. Well done.
The other voice you hear is John Malloy, the bass, and you'll hear him in other programmes as well.
And thank you very much indeed. That sounded absolutely wonderful. I'm sure our listeners at home thought so too. Anyway, Seamus, people are waiting for bated breath with the conclusion of this story. You're in mass and you're eyeing up this young one. Move on with part two.
The girl in the church turned, her head slightly bowed. I thought I heard a drum roll as the moment of truth arrived, but it wasn't a drum roll. It was Mrs. Boyle reversing back her pew, preparing for takeoff. And before I could get a proper look at my future bride, off Mrs. Boyle went up the aisle, Mickey Lee after her. God was playing games. The girl in the church was nowhere to be seen until she sidestepped the stampede, and then, for the first time, I laid eyes on the most beautiful creature that ever walked into Dromila. She was Annie Lennox. She was Sinead O'Connor. She was Sally O'Brien and the way she might look at you. She was Audrey Hepburn, Mae West, Doris Day, Marilyn Monroe. She was the one on the telly who said, RTE on Shagiv. And more importantly, she was here, and I could see her, and Mickey Lee couldn't, because he was stuck behind Mrs. Boyle on the way back down from the altar. And she was beautiful, not Mrs. Boyle, the girl in the church. After Mass, as we stood out the back of the chapel, the girl from the church broke with all tradition and left via the men's side. And as she passed, she smiled, a sort of, how are you now, smile. Like we had already committed to a long and lasting relationship. I felt my cheeks go red. So did hers. So did Mickey Lee's. But I had seen her first and she was mine. Someone said the girl from the church was staying with her cousin close by. Staying till the new year. So Newtown Gore was the direction I would face when I stood outside my own house later on that night. The perfect distance to admire her, to croon her. And I did. That night, Christmas Eve night, still in my good mass clothes, and I was Bing Crosby, almost hitting the low notes of White Christmas. And may all your Christmases be white.
Seamus O'Rourke, you divil, yeah. That's a true story, by the way, just in case you're wondering. Before we finish up, just want to, I suppose, start with you, Anna. Just, I suppose, briefly looking forward now to 2017. 2016 has been a great year for you. You won the All-Ireland Club, I know, as well. You've been fantastic on TV. So what's 2017 in hold for you? Have you any resolutions or what are you looking forward to? Or
the beauty for me of 2017 is I don't really know what it holds. And like that can be very, very scary, but it can also be really exciting as well. And I think I'm kind of a planner. But being in the media world in the last 18 months doesn't allow you to plan because anything can change in any given second. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the year brings, and hopefully myself and my family can stay healthy and happy, and that's the main thing.
Paddy Cole?
The 27th, we started tour with the You Come Here Often tour.
You did that last year as well, isn't it?
I did that last year as well, yeah.
It's still popular. This is music that's transcended the generations.
Yeah, from the show band days, I suppose you could say, yeah. Then we do three nights in the waterfront in Belfast. We do three nights in Derry. And then we do a couple of nights, the 7th and 8th, in the Helix in Dublin. So it's handy enough as well. You know, it's not too many dates.
at your
my age.
Where
it's white knuckle time, I'm just hanging on for dear life.
You know, stop, so.
Yeah, stop us right. Mairead, it's been a busy year for you. The Country Living going very well.
And the Irish Country Magazine as well. Yeah. So we're very happy with all of that. I suppose it's to keep everything together and keep it all going.
Hopefully a better year for farmers.
God. You know, we had such a bad end to the year. Well, end to the summer, the season.
Yeah.
You know, let the weather work for them rather than the other way around.
Right. Ted, a few winners?
Yeah, really good horse. It'd be lovely. Santa Claus has sent me one.
That'd be ideal, but I hope it's as good a year as last year.
Do you see Ruby going training anytime soon? Will that happen soon enough?
It won't happen that soon, I'd say.
Yeah. Do you worry about himself and Katie when they're there? You know, because they have had Ruby has broken every bone in his body, I know.
I do. I worry. It's part of it. Everybody worries about their family. I think when the two of them lined up for the National there a couple of years ago, Katie and himself, below at the start, I just said to myself, like, I hope everything goes well. But, I mean, you can't worry too much. You have to take it as it comes. You know what I mean?
Catherine, you're retired now, so...
I'm taking it easy, yeah. I'm not really someone who makes New Year's resolutions because I can never stick to them, to be honest. All I want is peace and happiness.
Well, apart from giving up the fags, which,
well, that's... Well, it was a little later on. But really just peace and happiness.
Okay. And Seamus, apart from that young one you're chasing around Leitrim...
She's not so young anymore. I'm in danger of catching her. I'm thinking of cutting down on the exercise. I have a couple of plays starting. I have a play called The Cavan Curse starting just after Christmas in the Cornwall Theatre, and I have a play of my own called My Aunt Bee starting, and I'm doing a run out in the Viking Theatre out in Clontarf for 2 weeks in January, so I'm
busy. Time. And I want to really thank you all for coming in this morning, and I want to wish you a very happy Christmas. Fair play to them. I want Punchies to introduce our last piece before we finish. But before we do that, don't forget Playback with Marion Richardson is coming up after the 9 o'clock news here in Radio 1. And on Thursday at 8:30 on RT1 Television, it's Ear to the Ground.